You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Marin Alexoff, CEO of Roslyn Capital, a multinational Los Angeles-based precious metals firm that buys, sells, and trades all popular forms of gold, silver, platinum, and other precious metals. Marin, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So I understand Roslyn Capital is now a multinational company. Can you tell me about opening your office in the United Kingdom and what efforts went into that expansion?
Yeah, once we decided that, go to the UK, we knew that when it comes to regulations and the laws are different, there'll be a lot of red tape you have to get through. So it took almost a year to get it all done. But as anything else, you just don't give up. You have to get through all the loopholes that are around, all the things you need to do in order to, because when you do something here and you transfer to another country, everything changes. Some things that you cannot do here, you can do there and vice versa. So you have to make sure that you have a good legal team and good legal representation abroad to make sure that you cover all your bases.
What advice do you have for business owners looking to expand overseas for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a vision for it, if you think there's a market there for it, there's going to be a lot of things that might discourage you. And you'll find out along the way a lot of things you need to do. So my suggestion, if you have something, you made up your mind, go for it. You'll get through it. No, it might take longer than you thought. It might cost more. But at the end of the day, if you have a vision, go for it. For us, for instance, precious metals is a worldwide business. And England, they speak English. We could adopt our model over there. We knew that. Advertising is similar. It's a smaller country, obviously, less population. But we knew that the numbers will be smaller, but so will the expenses. And so far, after a year, we're now profitable.
And you certainly got to love that. Tell us about your experience helping veterans in L.A. and nationwide alongside your employees.
Morale boost for us. I do hire veterans as well, so I have a few working for me. And we're glad to be able to help. They've done a lot for us. I'm born in Sweden. I came here to the United States. And, hey, I respect everyone out there who's fighting for our freedom, that's for sure. There's a lot of tough places out there. This is not one of them.
Today we're joined by Marin Alexoff, CEO of Roslyn Capital, a multinational Los Angeles-based precious metals firm that buys, sells, and trades all popular forms of gold, silver, platinum, and other precious metals here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Marin, what other organizations has your company helped over the years?
We've worked with, Red Cross. We also do the Fisher House. And what they do is they help veterans when it comes to homes that are designed for disabled veterans. So we've done well with them as well. New Direction, United Way, OPCC, also locally with UCLA. And this year, again, we have a lot on their plate, and we're going to help the veterans again do the walk here at the VA as well. And so we try to do as much as we can.
And what value did this community involvement provide to your business and employees?
I mean, as I said, it's a good morale boost for us. This is in a way for us to give back. And we're very glad to be able to help. I mean, the whole point here is to show veterans out there, hey, if you qualify, there's jobs out there for you. We're here to help. And again, it's a small thing to be able to pay back. I mean, it's a big debt, in my opinion, and the best thing we can do is try to help the guys that actually sacrifice out there.
That's certainly a great perspective on your part and the company. Lastly, if you had any advice for aspiring entrepreneurs looking to start a business, what tips could you give these folks listening in today?
Now, don't get discouraged. You know, you're always going to hear people say, can't be done, too risky, all these things. If you have a dream, you have a vision, stick with it. And one thing I would recommend, don't save gas for the way home. Go for it.
I like it. Well, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Roslyn Capital online and how they can be in touch?
Yes, you can just go to roslyncapital.com and we have, you know, you can fill out your name and address. It will send you information regarding our product and how to go about it and so on. And you can follow us there with the various fundraisers we do and so on and so on.
Well, Marin, we certainly do appreciate your time today here on Enterprise Radio and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on EPN.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Marin Aleksov, CEO of Roslyn Capital, a multinational Los Angeles-based precious metals firm that buys, sells, and trades all popular forms of gold, silver, platinum, and other precious metals. And for more information and for contact, it's roslyncapital.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.
What are the concerns that people have as you talk with them all around the world?
Well, I think there's a lot of concerns right now about the business situation, what's happening. We're seeing governments doing things that are, I think the economic term is really stupid. That's the technical economic term.
Very technical. But we'll define that in the footnotes.
But the thing is, it's up to us. We can control our own lives. And when you think about it, no matter what a government does, and I'm talking about any government anywhere in the world throughout history, so I'm not pointing to any one government in any one country. I'm saying the key is it's up to you.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.